Last week we learned in a Berachas HaMitzvahs we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav. We learned the Mahalach of the Avudraham that he says Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav is a lashon of kiddushin, that Kaviyachol were married to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvahs. And he says that the source for this is like the pasuk says Ve'erastich li be'emuna, that we're married Kaviyachol to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with emuna, and emuna is mitzvahs, like the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yates says Kol mitzvaysecha emuna. We explained that emuna, like the Netziv says, the Mefarshim say, is the midah of emuna is nemanus, to be faithful. And the Netziv says that emuna is kobesi neman, who he says that you have the ability to do something and you don't do it, that's true nemanus, that's faithfulness. And the way we explained it is that that's why mitzvahs bring out emuna, because the way we explained that idea of mitzvahs bringing kedusha is that kedusha goes in two stages, like the Reishis Chachma says. There's the sur meira aspect, that's abstaining from physicality, and then taking our physicality, taking our gashmis, and elevating it by doing ruchnistic actions, spiritual actions. That's mitzvahs. And that's the idea of kol mitzvah secha amuna, and that's why Hashem Kaviyachol marries us with, because of the mitzvahs that we do, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvahs, because the nemanus that lies in the mitzvahs that we do. Be'ezras Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next word in a Berachas HaMitzvahs, and that's vitzivanu. Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvahs, vitzivanu. What does that mean? It means that en Hashem commanded us. So, I'd like to share a beautiful understanding in this, a beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon. The pasuk in Achrimos, famous pasuk, says, before the parsha of Arayis, the pasuk says like this in Perek Yudches pasuk Hey, Ushmartim es chukoisai ves mishpatai asher yasa oisam ha'adam. You shall observe, you shall safeguard the chukim and mishpatim asher yasa oisam ha'adam that a person does. V'chai bohem, and you should live by them, live with them, live in them. Ani Hashem, I am God. So the beginning of the pasuk is very clear cut. Shmaratim es chukoisai ves mishpatai, you shall observe the mitzvahs asher yasa ois ma'odim that a man is supposed to do. But the last four words, it's like, what does it mean? V'chai b'hem, ani Hashem. What does it mean? V'chai b'hem, ani Hashem. What does it have to... So Rashi always explains the Pshuta Shel Mikra. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, V'chai b'hem means lo'olam haba. That by doing the mitzvahs, by observing the mitzvahs, v'chai b'hem, you'll live, you'll have an eternal chayim, you'll have the life of olam haba. And he says, it can't mean in this world, because a person ultimately is going to pass away. So it means, v'chai b'hem and olam haba. And that leads to the next words, ani Hashem. Meaning, I'm telling you, Hashem is telling you, I'm telling you, you do the mitzvahs, you observe the mitzvahs, then you'll be zeiche to chai b'hem, a chayim of olam haba. But that's not now, that's later. So ani Hashem, says Rashi, nemun l'shalim schar. Rashi always in Chumash says, ani Hashem is this idea, ani Hashem, I'm Hashem, meaning I'm nemun to pay the reward when it comes the right time. That's how Rashi explains Pshut HaShol Mekar Pasuk. I'd like to share with the Olam a beautiful explanation in this Pasuk from the Vilna Gaon. This is in Aderes Elio, in a Hatoka Miksav Yad. He says like this. He says, these last four words, V'chai b'hem, ani Hashem, is like this. Pirish, Hakosuv bo lashmienu. This pasuk is coming to teach us. De'av sheteva hamitzvus, even though the nature of mitzvus sheyichyu is v'chai b'hem, gives us chayim. He explains that mitzvus give us naturally. You do a mitzvah. A mitzvah in itself gives a person eternal life. He calls it chayim nitzchim la'odam. The eternal life, like we said, olam haba, the chayim comes naturally. It's natural. The nature of a mitzvah is, you do a mitzvah, you get eternal life. V'chayim. But still, ani Hashem, what does that mean? Afilu hachi. Hashem is telling us, nonetheless, even though you know that doing mitzvahs, observing the mitzvahs, is v'chai b'hem, gives you eternal life, and it's something that the mitzvahs give a person naturally, still, Ani Hashem. I want you to do the mitzvahs because I'm Hashem. Meaning, because I told you to do it. Don't do the mitzvahs. It's true. Mitzvahs, it's true that mitzvahs naturally give a person eternal life. V'chaibahem, that's a natural thing. That's inherently a mitzvah gives that. Gives a kedusha, gives a chayim nitzchim. But says the pasuk, Ani Hashem, no, don't do mitzvahs for that reason. Do it solely because I am God and I told you to do it and you're listening to my command. Bishvili, because of me, Ani Hashem, shani tzivasicha, because I commanded you, Ani Hashem. That's what the pasuk is telling us. V'shmartem eskul kaisa, you observe the mitzvahs. V'chaibahem, although it's true that mitzvahs naturally give chayim, but I want you to do the mitzvahs because Ani Hashem, because I told you to do it. So, says the Vilna Gaon, there's two aspects to a mitzvah. There's the, naturally, a mitzvah gives a person chayim nitzchim, gives a person life. And besides that, there's an element to a mitzvah, and that is that when I do a mitzvah, I'm observing Hashem's mitzvahs. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. I'm being an eved to Hashem. I'm being mekabel as malach Hashemayim by listening to what He said to do. He said to do a mitzvah. But what I'm doing when I do a mitzvah is I'm listening to Him. And that's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants to do the mitzvah for that reason.
Wouldn't you know that
the chayi b'hem? He's saying that the chayi b'hem is telling you, although that mitzvahs naturally give chayim, but don't do the mitzvah for that reason. I want you to do the mitzvah specifically because I need Hashem. Because I said, because I need Hashem. Because even without the v'chaibam, I want you to do it because of Ani Hashem. He goes on to explain that really these two elements in every mitzvah is an element that the mitzvah itself inherently gives a person chaim, and also there's an aspect of mitzvah that we're listening to the command of Hashem. He says, really, an avera also has two aspects. He says, Havera la'odam gamkin k'maysam ha'mavas. An Avera, inherently, the act of an Avera is poison. A person does an Avera, it harms the person. Besides that, if a person does an Avera, he's punished for another reason, because he didn't listen to Hashem. Because he went against the command of Hashem. Hashem said, don't do something, and he didn't listen. So there's two elements to an Avera. Besides, there's two elements to a mitzvah, there's also two elements to an Avera. And he goes on to say, beautiful thing, that's pshat, by the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, right, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The day you eat from the Eitz Hadas, he's going to have to die, right? And then what happened? He ate from the Eitz Hadas, and he got many more punishments, right? A person has to work, right? All these different things. But Hashem only said first one thing, that a person is going to die. So he says, because this that he's going to die, that Hashem was telling him that the nature of the Avera, he says, Kiteva ha'Eitz Hadas shegayer misa. The nature of eating from the Eitz Hadas is that it causes death. That's what the act does in itself. Afterwards, he got punished for a separate thing because he went against the command of Hashem. So it's two different things. So he was punished for more reasons. There's much more punishments because he went against the command of Hashem. This is what he said. This idea that a mitzvah, an avera, has two aspects, this is spoken by many others. In fact, Rabbi Chanan Rassman, Zechasat v'Kadosh Levracha, in the back of Kovetz Ha'aretz, in his Sefer, his Biyorim Ta'agadis, I believe, his Gimel, he talks about this idea, also based on Ramchal, and he says, that's really the idea. We know that the Avos were kept the mitzvahs. The Avos, they weren't commanded to keep the mitzvahs. Why were they keeping the mitzvahs? So he says, yeah, they were keeping the mitzvahs because of the first reason, because they understood that mitzvahs inherently, naturally give an eternal life to a person. They do something inherently, even without the command of Hashem. And we have now mitzvahs. Now we were commanded to do it. That's a whole new thing. Now we keep the mitzvahs also. I mean, the Vilna Gaon is saying that Hashem wants us to do it because Hashem told us to do it. But there's two aspects to a mitzvah. It could be, the Vilna Gaon doesn't speak this out explicitly, but could be, with this, we can understand the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Ushmartem eschu koisai ves mishpotai," you shall observe, or you shall safeguard, shmartem, the mitzvahs, asher yasa oisam ha'adam, that a person does them. Meaning, There's doing mitzvahs, and then the act of mitzvahs, the action of mitzvahs, and then there's a shmart them. Keep safeguarding the mitzvah, safeguarding the command, like his lashon is, lishmar tzivuyev, to be shomer, to safeguard the command of Hashem. I have to keep the mitzvah of Hashem. There's shmartem is that Hashem really wants us to be with shmartem, to do it because we're being shomer the Torah. We're being shomer the mitzvahs. We're keeping, we're safeguarding the command of Hashem. There's a tzivoy, and we're an eved, we have to keep Hashem's mitzvahs. Asher yas oisem, there's also an element that the act itself has significance. But Hashem wants us to be with shmartem. Could be. Okay. Says the Vilna Gaon, in this piece, he takes this, he says something beautiful. He says like this. With this we can understand, says the Vilna Gaon, a berachas ha-mitzvahs. V'chein ha-pirish, asher kidishonu b'mitzvoisav, says the Vilna Gaon. What does that mean? B'mitzvoisav levad kidishonu. With the act of the mitzvah itself, we get kedusha. By doing a mitzvah, naturally get that gives kedusha. Shein be'etzem chayim nitzchim le'adam. They naturally, they give a person kedusha. Chaim Nitzchim. But then this Vitzivanu. What's Vitzivanu is a new thing that Hashem is saying. Vitzivanu. Shetzivoy son alasiskein. Vayesh aleinu lishmer tzivoy. Hashem commanded us and it's incumbent upon us to be shomer the tzivoy. So these two things, these two elements to a mitzvah is what we're saying in the bracha. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvah yisav. Hashem gave us a kedusha, an eternal life through the act of the mitzvah itself. But vitzivanu, we're doing the mitzvah because Hashem commanded us, and that in itself, that Hashem commanded us, is the reason why we do the mitzvah. Here's the two ideas in the Berachas HaMitzvahs. And in fact, in the past, we spoke out from the Noid Bihuda that he says that that's really the idea of a Berachas HaMitzvahs. The idea of a Berachas HaMitzvahs is to establish that what I'm about to do is because I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah of Hashem. He says his minig is that when there's no a mitzvah, that there's no berachas mitzvahs, he's noig to speak out, hinani oisa davarzeh l'kaya mitzvahs bairi, right? Because that's really what a berachas mitzvahs is. That's why we do it, oivel asiyasa, that's why we do it beforehand, because we're establishing, why am I doing this? I'm doing it because Hashem said to do it, and I'm following Hashem's ratzon, and I'm an eved Hashem. We spoke out then also that the Ritva in Pesachim and Av Zayin really speaks this out. His words are, by the bracha is v'yegala v'yedia. I'm making known. I'm making notification. Shu oisa oisa m'pnei mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. I'm doing it because it's Hashem's mitzvah. So that's the idea in vitzivanu. We're saying that we're doing because Hashem said to do it. Oh, we've spoken in the past from the chinuch. The chinuch says that the way to understand the nature of a berachas hamitzvahs is that it's a berachas hashvach v'hoida. It's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave us a mitzvah. So we're just going to try to understand it a little bit, what this means. Meaning, we understand then why we say, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah yisav. Thank you, Hashem, Ashvach v'yedot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you gave us Kedusha, right, through the mitzvahs. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But what's Vitzivanu? What's the Shvach? What's the Hayedot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He commanded us to do it? Why is that something that we thank Hashem? What's the understanding behind that? He gave us the opportunity to do mitzvahs. We don't have. Why did it have to be that He commanded us to do it? Let's say He wouldn't have commanded us. We still could do mitzvahs and get kedusha. Well, very good. So it's greater. Very good. Exactly. So that leads us. So the answer is sort of obvious, like you're saying. Very good. But I would like to bring it out by speaking out the Gemara in. It's a Gemara in Kedushin, but I like this. Very good. Gemara in Kedushin, the Lamed Aleph. But I'm going to read the Gemara in Baba Kama, because the Gemara in Baba Kama adds a few more words. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin. The same Gemara in Kedushin is also in Baba Kama. We're going to speak out specifically the Gemara in Baba Kama, because there's a few more words in this Gemara. Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. It says something, an interesting statement that Rav Yosef made. Before I speak out the Gemara, just two small introductions. One is we have to know for this Gemara that Rav Yosef himself was a saginar, he was blind. That's introduction number one. Number two is that there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim if a blind person is mechuyev to do mitzvahs. Machlokes. Rav Yehuda holds that a blasuma, a blind person, is potter from But he's not obligated to do mitzvahs. The Chachamim argue. Okay. But these two things in mind, I'm going to read to you a Gemara. Says the Gemara, Baba Kama Pezayin. Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said like this. Meiresh hava amina. In the beginning, I used to say, Man to Omer, Allah Rabbi Yehuda. Whoever is going to announce and say that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, Sumo, Potter, Man, Mitzvahs, that a blind person is Potter from Mitzvahs, which would mean that he, who is a blind, Rabbi Yosef, who is a blind person, is also Potter from Mitzvahs. What would happen? I would make a yomtif for the rabbis. Why would I make a holiday? Why would I make a yomtif? Why? Because the loy mafkidino, the kavinda mitzvahs. Because wow, because even though I'm not obligated, I'm still doing mitzvahs. So Yosef kept the mitzvahs, right? So even wow, I'm potter and still doing it. That's amazing, right? But then something changed, says Yosef. Once I heard this statement, the memory from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said a very important statement. The Omer Rabbi Chanina, Godol Matzuva Va'Oise Yoiser Mimisha Eina Matzuva Va'Oise. It's greater someone who's commanded, who's obligated to do mitzvahs, and he does it more than someone that's not obligated and does it. Ironically speaking, right? It's greater when you're mitzvah, when you're commanded and you do it. Oh, so now it's the other way around. Man da amar li ein halacha kibuda. Now I want to hear that the halacha is not like kibuda. I want to hear that I'm really commanded, right? Then I'll make a yom tov l'rabbanan. And when I find out that the halacha is not like kibuda, that's the halacha. My timer, why? Because dechi mefkadina. Because when I'm commanded to do it, itzli agrat fe. I get more schar. Very important words. I get more schar. If someone's commanded to do a mitzvah and he does it, he gets more schar than someone who's not obligated to do a mitzvah and does a mitzvah. So you see from this Gemara that someone who's obligated to do a mitzvah and does it gets more schar than someone that. Just to put things, what does this mean? This idea of mitzvah v'isa, right, is like what the Vilna Gaon is saying, right? There's two aspects. Someone who's not mitzvah, he's not commanded and he does it, what's he doing? He's doing the act of, like the Aveis HaKadoshim. They weren't commanded to do it, but they did it, like we said from the Vilna Gaon, because a mitzvah inherently has value, gives a person internal life, right? There's a value to the mitzvah itself, even without the fact that he's commanded. But someone who's additionally mitzvah, he's commanded, that's a whole different level. Oh, what does this mean? What's the idea behind this? That when someone is mitzvah, he gets more schar. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating Tosis and Kedusha. On that Gemara, Yoni, that you said, the Gemara and Kedusha, the Flamed Alf, Tosis over there explains, why is that so? Why do you get more reward if you're commanded? So he says like this. Nira d'haynu taima. The pshat's like this. Misha mitzvah v'oise odif. It's greater. Why? Because he's worried and he's mitzvah. He's like anxious. Pen yaver, maybe he's not going to do it. And he has to do it because he's responsible. He's mitzvah. He's commanded to do it. He has that worry, that responsibility. Yoiser, more than someone that's not mitzvah, sheyeshloi pas besalai, someone who's not commanded, he has bread in his basket. Yeah, no, I do it, I don't do it. He's relaxed, it's not a big deal. But someone who's commanded to do it, he has to get the job done. That gives him the responsibility. That's he is more worried, he's more anxious. L'chayr, what Taisis means is, we know that reward is dependent on the tsar. L'fum tsara agra. How much tsar, stress, pain a person goes through, that's the measuring, that's the yardstick of how much reward we get, right? And someone who's mitzvah, someone who's commanded, someone who's responsible, he's responsible. He has to get the job done. He has someone that achas.
When you're commanded, it's too late.
What do you mean?
Like your wife asks you to do something. It's too late. You know, you get more scarred than
before. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you ask you to get jewelry, it's too late.
Very good. So that's this idea. When we're commanded, when we have to do it. We're in Evet Hashem, we must do it. That gives us that, so to say, pressure. That you want to call it stress. You want to call it that worry. That's gives us more schar. With this, we could understand that when we say Vitzivanu, that's the greatest, that's what we're saying. Thank you, Hashem. It's a Shvach Vaidah. Thank you, Hashem. Not only that you gave us mitzvahs, but you are Vitzivanu. You made us Mitzvah Va'isa. And when we're Mitzvah Va'isa, that gives us much more schar. Because now we're Mitzvah Va'isa and we have more tsar. And so the tsar, Lefum Tzar Agar, we get more schar. So that's a part of the Berachas HaShvach Va'idah. The fact that we're Vitzivanu, the fact that we're Mitzvah Va'isa, that leads us to a higher level of schar. Just to explain this a little bit better, there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yain and Shai Tshuva and Shai Shlishi and Ois Tes. He says like this. Yisoid haschar v'shoyer shagmol, the ikar reward that we get from doing Avodas Hashem is from the kiyum mitzvahs essay. Is uniquely, very interesting, from doing specifically, the ikar reward comes from mitzvahs essay, positive commandments. Interesting. What's his source for this? K'moy shenemar, the pasuk in Mishlei says, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel, v'rei mitzvah, someone who is feared, is he reveres a mitzvah, who yeshulam, he's going to be rewarded. It doesn't say, v'rei aveira. It says, v'rei mitzvah. It says, Rabbeinu Yonah, I see from this pasuk, that the main reward that we get for Avodas Hashem is specifically for the adherence of mitzvah's essay. Very interesting. And then he goes as far to say that even the reward of doing mitzvahs loisase, for adhering to the negative commandments, is because when you listen to Hashem and you don't do a negative, you don't do an avera, you're mekayim a mitzvahs loisase, you're doing really a mitzvahs essay. What's the essay? Shekovash yitzvoy biyuris alekim, k'may shenemar as Hashem alekecha tira. When you do a lois essay, you're really doing a positive mitzvah of Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim is a mitzvah essay. It's Hashem lekachatira. And of course, not doing an aveira is an expression of our Yerushamayim, right? So says Rabbi Yehuda, very interesting, that it's the main schar that we get is for essay. Very interesting. Now, to take this one step further, very interesting. Rabbi Aaron Kotel Zechatzal v'Kol Hashavrocha in Mishnah Sabaron Chelak Aleph. He has a piece under Yira, and it's titled Yirei Mitzvah Hu Yishulam, this pasuk. Someone who reveres mitzvah, he will be rewarded. He says like this. He brings Rabbeinu Yaina that says that even mitzvah's loisaseh is because of the Yerushamayim. He takes it a step further. Listen to this. Be'emes, says Rabbaran, gam b'mitzvah's loisaseh, even b'mitzvah's essay, yisoid haschar, the main reward we get for doing positive commandments, who machmas yirashamayim shebekiyim mitzvah, is because of the yirashamayim that lies in doing the mitzvah. Again, even the mitzvah's essay that we do, says our Baron, the main schar for doing the mitzvah's essay is for the element of yirashamayim that lies in the mitzvah. Where do I know this from? Because this pasuk, says our Baron. Right. So the main schar that we get from mitzvahs is for the Yerushalayim. Where do I see this, says Abraham? This pasuk. It says, V'yirei mitzvah hu yishulam. Someone who fears the mitzvah gets rewarded. It doesn't say, Lo nemar v'oitza mitzvah. You would expect to say, someone who does mitzvahs, he gets rewarded. It says, someone who's a fear of the mitzvah. It seems like that the reward, you see from this pasuk in Mishlei, that the reward for the mitzvahs is specifically, the main reward is specifically for the yira of the mitzvah. Interesting. Says Rabbaran like this. What's the pshat? What does this mean, the yira of the mitzvah? Says Rabbaran, the pshat is this taisvis. When we have a worry. Says Rabbaran, this taisvis that says, God mitzvah v'aisa. When we have a mitzvah, when we're commanded to do a mitzvah, we're worried, we're afraid, we gotta do it, we gotta get the job done. That's the secret to the main schar of mitzvahs. The main schar that comes from mitzvahs is from that element, that aspect, this, that when we do a mitzvah, we have that stress, that we got to get the job done, that response, that schar, that worry that we have to do it because we're an Eved Hashem, we're responsible to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. We have to be shomer, the tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs. That's where it lies, the main schar of mitzvahs. Very interesting. With this, we can understand the tremendous haidah that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vitzivanu, The main schar that comes from mitzvahs, according to what Baron is saying, is from this that we're v'tzivanu, since Hashem commanded us, and that gives us that tsar, that worry, that responsibility that we got to get the job done, we got to do the mitzvahs because we're responsible, because Hashem said we got to do it. That's the secret. That's the main schar that we're going to get in Olam Haba. From that, the main schar comes from the v'tzivanu aspect. So that just brings out the point. And if you think about it, it's so interesting. Hashem tells us, don't do mitzvahs because it gives us the chai b'hem, right? It gives us, so to say, schar. It gives us that kedusha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah. Don't do it for the schar. Don't do it for that, you know, that chai b'mitzvah. Do it because I told you to do it. Ani Hashem. And when it comes out that when a person does that and he doesn't do it for the reward, he does it because Hashem told him to do it, that in itself will give him much more reward, right? Because the main reward that we get, says Rav Aaron, is coming from that we feel responsible, and that stress and that tsar, that's the main reward that comes from mitzvah. So ironically speaking, when we don't do it because of the v'chaibim, and we do it because we got to do it, that will pay us back and far more. That will be, like Rav Yosef says, I would make a yom tovah l'rabbanan, I'll make a holiday to find out that I'm commanded to do the mitzvahs. So it's interesting that the v'tzivanu makes it, that's what brings out the schar. Oh, just to perhaps, just one more thing, that it's interesting. The V'chai Bahem, Ani Hashem, Hashem is telling us, do the mitzvahs because I told you to do the mitzvahs. Ani Hashem. That's, the Vilna Gaon says that Ani Hashem means that the Pasuk is telling us to do the mitzvahs because I told you to do it. And Rashi says, what's the Pshut HaShemekra? Ani Hashem means that I'm Neman to repay you back. I'm neman to pay you a reward. Based on what we're saying, it's really interconnected. These two pshatim go hand in hand. The reason for this that Hashem is v'chai b'hem, is ani Hashem, Hashem is neman to pay reward, is because ani Hashem, because we're doing the mitzvahs, because we realize that we're ani Hashem, we have to listen to Hashem's word. When we listen to ani Hashem and we do the mitzvahs, because Hashem said to do it, then Ani Hashem, then Hashem is Neman L'Shalom Schar. Then we're going to get the big Schar in Olam Haba because we were Avodim to Hashem and we listened. And L'Fum Tzara Agat. So it just brings out that idea. I'd like to end off with one. There's one more place in Chazal, in Talmud, in Bavli. There's another place where the Gemara talks about the idea of Godol Mitzuvah V'Oseh. And that is, it's two places, but one place is actually also in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Lamed Ches, says like this. It's very interesting. The man da'amar here is also Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef also talked. He says like this. The pasuk is a pasuk in Chavakuk in Perek Gimel. It says, "Omad vayimoydid eretz." Hashem arose and like judged the land. Ra, he saw vayater goyim, and he released the nations. Says Rav Yosef, what does it mean? Hashem saw and he released the nations. What does that mean? Says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Yosef, Ma ro, what did Hashem see? Ro sheva mitzvahs shekiblu aleim b'nei noach. He saw the seven mitzvahs that the b'nei noach accepted upon themselves. V'loy kaimam. He saw that the goyim were not keeping the mitzvahs. Omad v'hetiron lehem. He said, at some point Hashem said, I see you're not keeping them. You're not obligated to keep them anymore. Unbelievable. Hashem saw that they weren't keeping the mitzvahs. Vayater goyim. He released the mitzvah of the Sheva mitzvah. You don't have to do it. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara understands, what does that mean? That they don't have to do it. And the Gemara understands at this point that it means that they're not obligated, that they're not at all obligated, and if they don't do it, they don't even get punished. So the Gemara says, how could that be? They weren't keeping it, so now, chaytin iskar, now someone who did something wrong is going to get rewarded? That now they won't get punished for what they're doing? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Marbre Dravina, what it means is that even if they keep it, they don't get reward. So it's interesting. If they don't do the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, they get punished. Right? But if they do it, they don't get rewarded. That's very interesting. If they're not, right? It doesn't sound right. What does this mean? If they don't do it, they get punished. But if they don't do it, they get punished. But if they do it, they don't get rewarded. Now, if they're not commanded, why are they getting punished, right? So the Netziv over here at Meremi Sada says this idea, that idea of the Vilna Gaon. You know why they're getting punished? Forget about the fact that they're commanded. They're not commanded, but the act itself causes destruction. It's poison. For them, these things are poison. So they get punished. Not that Hashem punishes them, but the sin itself causes them harm. But if they do it, they don't get rewarded. So the Gemara says, what do you mean they don't get rewarded? They don't get rewarded? Vatanya, there's a brisa that says, or Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Nachri Vaisik B'Tayra Shu K'Kayin Gadol. Where do you know that a guy who learns Tayra is on the level of a Kayin Gadol? Tamaloyma Asher Yasa Oysam Ha'odom V'Chai Bohem. It doesn't say, it's actually this pasuk. Asher Yasa, this pasuk that we're learning tonight. It doesn't say a Kayin Levi Yisrael. It says Ha'odom, a person. Even a guy who learns Tayra is V'Chai Bohem. Asher Yasa Oysam Ha'odom, a person. Even a guy who learns Tayra is like a Kayin Gadol. So you see, says the Gemara, that they do get rewarded. So the Gemara says, yeah. They get rewarded, but einai doime mitzvah v'oise to someone who's not commanded. That's this idea. Amar b'chanina gadol mitzvah v'oise yoisem v'sheinu mitzvah v'oise. The umas ha'olam are not commanded anymore to do the sheva mitzvahs. So it's a whole different level. So it's beautiful, this idea, that they have the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, and if they do it, Asher Yasa Yisra'adam, yeah, they do get the naturally the act of the mitzvahs gives them something, it gives them something, but they're not mitzvah. They don't have that level of mitzvah ba'isa, and it's beautiful. It brings this pasuk, like we said before, Asher Yasa Yisra'adam. That part of the pasuk is talking is about the act itself. The act itself, Asher Yasa Yisra'adam, that is something that the Umas Olam have, but Ushmartem. The idea of being shomer the mitzvahs, that's special to Klal Yisrael. Shmartem eschukai sevis mishmarta. That idea is something that Klal Yisrael uniquely now has, that we have at Sivonu, right? Like we know, if you think about it, someone who's a firm person, we say he's a shomer Torah mitzvahs. Don't say that he does the mitzvahs. He's shomer Torah mitzvahs. That's this idea. That we're at Sivanu, we keep Hashem, we're Shomer, we safeguard the commandments of Hashem, because we're Avonim to Hashem, and that's this idea of at Sivanu. Okay, thank you so much.